Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In Alexandria, they know a new waterfront park will be opening soon. What they don't know is what they'll call it. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains.
This story is by Patricia Sullivan. She's a reporter by the Washington Post about a park. It's been many years in the works. For the longest time, it was going to be called Fitzgerald Park, named after John Fitzgerald. He was an Irish immigrant, came to this country in 1769, who served as aide-de-camp to George Washington. He was there with General Washington crossing the Delaware and so forth. In fact, came home on leave in 1781 and happened to be there while the British attacked and led the counterattack and kept the British from taking the city of Alexandria. He later became a major merchant and a mayor to the city.
Fitzgerald's accomplishments are, of course, well documented, but so is something else.
It turns out there were some complaints that Fitzgerald happened to own slaves back in the 18th century, and some people have objected to that.
David, clearly there are strong feelings on both sides of this question. The story says a petition to restore Fitzgerald's name has drawn more than 1,000 signatures.
Right, and so this is a debate we've seen played out across Virginia about existing parks and landmarks. This is about how to name a new one. You know, this is an exercise in applying 21st century sensibilities to someone who was, by all accounts, an 18th century Revolutionary War hero.
The city says no final decision has been made, and the naming process is yet to come. David, our next story is from Clark County in the northern Shenandoah Valley, where there will no longer be any plastic straws in middle and high school.
This story is by Anna Merode. She's a reporter with the Winchester Star. This is popping up everywhere, this kind of environmental movement that straws are part of some of the plastics that end up in the ocean. They're really impossible to recycle. In Little Clark County, at Clark County High School, there's 720 students. Last year, they went through 40,000 straws. So the county has decided that for the high school and middle school, they're going to switch away from plastic straws, but they'll keep them in the elementary schools where the younger children, they believe the straws will help them avoid spills.
The story mentions nearby Winchester, where they use even more plastic straws in the schools, and they plan to keep using them.
In the city of Winchester, they used 335,000 straws last year. It's an amazing, mind-boggling number, but if you think about every time a student gets a little carton of milk, there is probably a straw, a little plastic straw attached, and they add up quickly.
And one more thing to point out from this story, Clark County is certainly not an outlier in what it's doing. Some prominent companies have done the same thing.
It's gotten a lot of attention in the press. Some big brands like Disney and Starbucks have vowed to do away with plastic straws, convert to paper straws. Some school districts are getting on board with that, while others are keeping the status quo in the straw department.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.